Afternoon Drive with John Matham
on Cape Talk.
Sunday morning has a wonderful feature on Cape Talk Radio as we play music between 10 in the morning and later on in the day. And the first hour after Sarah Jane King has said goodbye is handed over to somebody who's a public figure in one way or another in Cape Town. And on Sunday, the one coming up, it is going to be Melanie Dubois, a South African actress, some really big series that she's played important roles in, Arendsvlees, Evenaland, Sterk Skemer. And she is going to be spinning the discs on Sunday morning. Afternoon, Melanie.
Good afternoon. How are you doing there?
Very well. And yourself?
I like the way you said it, spinning the discs. I somehow want to go, wicka, wicka, wicka.
Sadly, we don't have discs anymore. You'll have a technical producer pressing a computer button, but never mind, we can read.
I'll make the noises, though.
Yeah, there we do. What's it like to do 9 years in a soapy, especially an incredibly popular soapy like Sevendalan was in the... Seven years, 2009 to 2016. 7 years.
I did actually 16 years on Sevendalan. I was for 16 years on Sevendalan. It felt like family. It was like home. And it was an amazing experience. And then you feel eventually that it's time to move on. And you need other challenges, other experiences. But it's amazing. Because not every day is the same as well.
Yeah, I mean, one of my claims to fame is that I was the first person killed in Egoli. Because I went to Frans Marx and I said, Frans, asseblief, maak my dood. Ek kan het nie verdier nie. Maak my dood. So he wrote an assassination scene for me. Because I looked at it and, I mean, it was the first big South African soap, really. I mean, of course, we had the villages in the 80s, but still. Yes. And I couldn't see myself... I was never going to be a huge lead, but, you know, I was going to be regularly appearing. And I couldn't see myself doing what you have done for 16 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. It's a lifetime.
I hope it's maybe one-fifth of a lifetime or one-sixth of a lifetime if you live to 96. But, I mean, so I mean, eventually you do go, I need to do something else.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. But also, you see, what you... try and do is keep yourself busy with other projects in between.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like it's only that one thing that you're doing. You try and have different things, whether it's a play on here, whether it's your motivational, whether it's your workshops, whether it's teaching drama. So you try and not have one thing going. Otherwise, it's going to drive you crazy. You know, us as creatives, we need to have a few fires burning so that you don't feel like you're bored with something.
I didn't hear you saying, play the bass with my band, John. So how important is music to you as something which is an escape outlet for the pressures of being a creative or for part of your being a creative person?
Well, I am a shower singer, so it's very important for me to relax. So I sing very loudly and sometimes break a window or two. So that's my singing repertoire.
That's it. And what is your favorite song with which to break shower windows?
Well, I think I'm going to start with Brenda Fassie because I met this woman and she's just such a massive ball of energy. And yeah, I fell in love with her the first time I met her.
Okay,
I'm your weekend special, baby.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by quite a lot of glass, so I'm not going to ask you to sing because some of it might shatter and hurt.
Damn.
And your musical tastes, I mean, how much did you go, ooh, lacquer, as you looked through the range of options for you to choose from for Sunday?
I was actually disappointed that I could only choose 20. I promise you, this was me. It was like, okay, this one, how many I have? Oh, okay, now I have to take this one off. Okay, but this one. So it was difficult. It was difficult to choose just 20. So this is just a little bit of the songs that I really love on that on those lists.
Would you say that primarily you're an R&B or a soul or a pop or what kind of a girl?
No, I'm many things, from Alanis Morissette to R&B to rap to Cardi B. You know, it's a broad variety of stuff that I listen to.
Yeah, I can't get beyond Cardi B's fingernails. There we go.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to, though, because that's going to hurt you.
Melanie, thank you very much for chatting to us. Really look forward to listening to your choice of 20 songs, An Hour with Melanie Dubois, on Sunday morning between 10 and 11.